and F.
Awesome!
Podcast.
Hey man, you wanna play some video games?
Scott!
Bob! Let's go!
On your mark, get set, terrible.
I think we're good. I might be close to peaking, but I'll just hold my microphone further
away.
You're
not quite peaking.
Ugh. Well, hello, Scotch.
Hello, Mr. Bond. Welcome back to another episode of...
The BNS Awesome Podcast.
The bi-monthly podcast.
Well, we try to do more episodes, but somebody's a family, and our homes are burning down!
There was fires. Fuck.
What do you mean there was fires?
Well, sorry. At my house, there was fires. Past tense. And at your house, there are fires.
It's better. You could just say where we work, there's fires too.
Yeah, he's on fire. That boy is on fire.
It's all this man-made climate change is what's causing
these fires.
That's
right, there's people going up in the bush. The government is lighting fires. Chemtrails are real. Alex Jones was right.
In all fairness, in Alberta, they did find a lot of people committing arson.
Yes. Yeah, but those are arsonists. They just like fire.
Yeah.
Wait. Nowadays, we're not allowed to discriminate because that's what does things for people.
I can confidently say whatever I want because 90% of this is getting cut.
What are they? They would be fire positive people?
I guess. All I know is that a combination of lightning and undergrowth and people lighting fires is causing fire.
Lots of fires, especially in BC.
Yes.
But we've been gone for a little bit.
I've been busy with fire.
Yep, I was busy with fire also.
So, Scott, the entertainment industry is awful. SAG-AFTRA is just doing nothing. Nobody wants to work. Everything's awful. People are getting sick. They want to bring the mandates back, but how are you?
I'm good. Yeah, the movie industry is really sucking the ball, big fat one. I guess they're look it. Who needs equal rights when you're getting paid millions of dollars to make movies? The screenwriters? I could write a screenplay. We could do it, Bob. Gary Busey could be.
Yeah, I don't know if Liam Neeson will work with us ever again. Or for the first time.
Hey, you never know until you try.
I've got this script.
It's called I Come and Bath. It's a romantic comedy. It's called Gary Busey and Liam Neeson.
I'm having a bath. Stars them both having a bath.
Yeah. And somebody takes Liam Neeson's little rubber ducky. And
he's got to get it back using a very in particular set of skills.
And Gary Busey's the bad guy. They're both in the tub this whole time. He's like, where's my ducky? And Gary Busey's like, I don't know. And you're like, Gary, I know you got my ducky. And he's like, no, I don't got the ducky. But that's where it is. It's in his butt. Bob's trying not to break. He's like, nope, I'm not doing it. And then, you know who's going to come in? My name is Harrison Ford. And he's going to be like, he's going to be the, like, the love interest. Come on, Disney.
All I got to say is you got to get this green lit quick while everyone's still kicking.
Right?
Or we could just do what everyone else is doing these days and just deep fake their faces.
I actually saw one online, and it was Jim Carrey. It was the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
It gives you that uncanny valley, eh?
Yeah, it's just their facial movements aren't quite right. The other thing I have messed with in that aspect of, like, talking about AI is, like, Adventures of the BNS Awesome Podcast. That's what I type in. That's my prompt.
Aye, aye, aye.
And sometimes they're pretty fucking good. I'm not going to lie.
And sometimes they're god awful.
Sometimes they make no sense. But the one I was like, what happened? What would it was like Scott and or the BNS Awesome Podcast host, Scott and Bob, zombie apocalypse, stuck in a basement. And then it was like, we got all of our guests to come in on the podcast, but they were zombies. It was pretty funny. I was like, you know what? That could be like a little episode. And then like...
AI will change the industry.
Oh, it already has. It's kind of crazy, actually.
I, for one, welcome our robot overlords.
That's right.
I think Scott's phone just bit him.
Yeah, my phone did bite me. That scared the shit out of me. I was like, what the fuck is crawling on me? I don't know. You can tell, I can tell the difference. I don't know. There's just, it's off still. The AI stuff is off. I know I was listening to a podcast, Joe Rogan Experience with Post Malone, and Post Malone was talking about them using it in music and like getting them to make songs like him. But he's like, it doesn't feel the same. There's a weirdness to it, which I found quite interesting. But yeah. I don't know. Maybe that's how they wrote that new Raiders of the Lost Ark or whatever, because it was bad.
I've there's a whole bunch of movies I just haven't bothered to watch because they looked awful, and I'm confident in my decision. Apparently that was done by, they don't film one movie anymore. They film multiple version different scenes that'll just kind of fit together in a scrapbooking method. They call it scrapbooking.
What?
So they have all these scenes directed by committee, and then you could make like five different film. Like this, just they apparently they film different versions of the same scene that would kind of interlock very loosely together, so you could make a scrapbook, and they call it scrapbooking. Like, I don't know how you haven't looked into this or heard it. It's so messed up. I need to.
That is really fucking weird.
That's why all the VFX is so bad, because they do all the scrapbooking and then end up with a terrible result, and then they do it all over again. So that's why all the costs are getting huge and everything's getting worse, is because they keep just doing the work again and again and again and again, but different.
Oh. Well, that sucks.
Oh, yeah. Like, it's let's just get into this, I guess. So I saw a video, a very interesting video about Halo Infinite's development.
Yeah.
But this could be across the board for every live service game that's come out. So okay. Apparently 343 and Microsoft would just get temp developers to do all their tweaks and whatnot. And then when it came to the point where they were going to get benefits, they'd get laid off in order to do this. So their Slipspace engine was worked on by all these temp developers who then left. And then nobody at the company knew how the Slipspace engine had been modified. And that's why nothing ever works, because they don't have anyone with expertise who did all the changes still working there in order to save a dollar. This whole thing, like it's blowing up because people are starting to, their NDAs are expiring at this point, and they're allowed to talk about it again. And it's just that they're trying to get costs down, just hiring as many people as they can, doing whatever bullshit changes they want, end up with an unworkable engine, unworkable product that no one knows how to work, and it's just nothing but problems. Like, gaming and the entertainment industry are dying because they just want to pinch money and not pay people. And the people that do stay, apparently, supposedly, this is, I got my finger quotations here, apparently most of the developers that were on full time spent most of their time just pitching ideas for new games instead of actually doing any development on Halo Infinite. That's why it looked like hot garbage. It was like,
I was gonna say
Xbox One 360 levels of graphics for the demo, and they said, "Oh yeah, the work is done," and then the work wasn't really done. It's like that for every game though these days. Like, look at Fallout 76. It's taken all these years to get to a playable state, and it will still crash sometimes.
Which is
it's a Bethesda game. You accept it?
Yeah, Bethesda's games crash a lot. And, like, I don't know. And then you get these games that are coming out that are, like, trying new things. You know what, like, I mean? Like,
indie games from small developers.
And they're crashing, and nobody's playing. Like, there's a few that do get played, like Hades, won Game of the Year a couple years ago now. But, like, there's these games that are getting made that aren't being played because of the AAA market. Does that make sense? Like, for the average gamer?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. I'd like to see more.
Well, here's the thing. It's like, it all comes from poor management and trying to penny pinch. So you have these leaders that have no idea what they're doing and running everything into the ground, and then they get replaced. But at this point, it's too late because, like, apparently 50% of 343 has been laid off.
Man.
And then you get the same thing tied in with the Halo TV show. Who made all these changes?
What a junk piece of shit garbage that was.
It has its moments, and I applaud it for trying to do something different, but it's awful.
It's horrid. I don't know. They need to get somebody like that actually has a vision to do it. Does that make sense?
That's why I'm this upcoming 40K project with Henry Cavill. Henry Cavill is very enthusiastic about what he works in, and I know he plays Warhammer. Even though he plays Custodes, I'm going to cut him a break.
Right?
He is very involved in the lore.
Oh, passionate. Like, I was watching... That's really funny.
Like, what they did with him in Witcher. He was passionate about Witcher, and then they kind of boxed him out, and then see how that turned out.
Well, he was like... He had never played any of the Witcher games or anything beforehand, but he's a passionate gamer and, like, just... I guess nerd as we are, he's passionate about his stuff and like he wants to get stuff right. So like he read all the books, played through all the games. I'm sure he had touched the games before, but like that was one of his big things was that like he wanted to get that right. He wanted to get Garrett of Rivia right, and he did. I think so.
Damn you, Project Red! Damn you!
So, yeah, no, I think Henry Cavill in the new 40K. Plus, I think he's probably an executive producer on it.
That's my understanding.
I think it'll have what it needs to be good for us. Does that make sense?
Well, here's my concern. With everything being political these days, like, Warhammer is... the future of humanity in its darkest path.
Yeah.
Humanity is awful. So then you have these people saying, oh, humanity is awful. Well, that's the point. Humanity is awful in 40K.
Yeah.
It's a dystopian nightmare. And people are saying, well, that you can't do that because that's insensitive. Well, this is a nightmare realm, the realm of 40K. So like, are they going to try and mess with this and say, oh, that's not, no, it, the point is it is awful.
That I hope not. I don't think so. Honestly, with such like, with a person like Henry Cavill, or Cavill,
Superman,
however you want to say it, I think that he'll put his opinion in on it, and I think it'll have big weight if he's the star of it. Just like The Witcher, just like you said, he will. So for those of us that don't know what happened with The Witcher.
What happened to The Witcher? I heard everything was fine, just like Seasons or Rings of Power.
Yeah. He's not in it anymore, is he?
What? When did this happen?
Is that correct?
Yes, they made some changes in recasting because he didn't agree with their messing with their the direction. Franchise.
Yeah. And he was like, no, I'm not doing this anymore and would rather go work on a different project. Which really is sad because you had somebody that passionate about this project, and now you're like, ah, we can get somebody else.
We're just going to change everything.
He's going to be like a superhero now, and we're going to get Zack Snyder in for all the rewrites.
That would have been magnificent.
Actually, it probably would have been pretty good.
Everything would be darker, grittier, and more depressing.
Scott Snyder in. Never mind. Back to the Future.
Speaking of nightmares in the film industry, that whole DC reboot, you and your James Gunn business, that's going good.
Yeah, that didn't age well, did it?
In all fairness, they ran Marvel into the ground, too.
Oh, man. What's the new Marvel movie right now? There are ones that I want to see. Kraven. I want to see Kraven. Kraven...
That's because you're in love with Aaron Tyler Johnson.
Hey, Aaron and me are soulmates. Just joking. Not joking if you're listening, Aaron. No, I like Kraven the Hunter. I've always been a Kraven the Hunter fan. I'm sure we've talked in detail about that before.
Get some weird vibes here about shirtless, sweated up, oily men.
Russian men, okay?
Russian Manovich.
No.
Wait, are you saying you support Russian men?
Whoa.
It's great how everything in the world is awful these days, and you can't say anything.
It is. It's kind of weird.
I just wake up, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm still alive, and it's still a nightmare world.
In reality, we're crying, not laughing.
I saw this meme the other day. A guy wakes up. He's like, when I remember COVID's coming back with vaccines and masks and testing, and then it shows him going back to sleep. When I remember, I don't care whether I live or die anymore.
Jeez. Yeah. Oh, man. How, I don't know. That's going to mess up all the film industry, too. Again. The nice thing about...
If it didn't work the first time, why would it work the second time? Especially with that... It doesn't do anything.
Oh, I know.
Well, sorry, it doesn't do anything good.
Yeah, whoa.
You can leave that in there. I've been critical of this from day one, never not be critical.
Oh, I know.
Some people looked at me like I was crazy, but those same people that said I was crazy don't say I'm crazy anymore for some reason.
One thing I, like, for us that was good about COVID...
The fact they made us keep working?
Well, no. The video game industry kind of flourished.
You know, you say that, but there was only the indies that, actually flourished. Every other mainline title, that's when we're talking about the nightmare of everything. 76, Infinite, CD Projekt Red's 2077. Every mainline title was a cluster at that point. I know you're looking back with rose-colored glasses, but when that was nothing but nightmares.
Yeah, maybe it was just because we were playing more.
Well, yeah, because no one would ever go to see each other.
Yeah,
we would just much. You go to work and then come home and stay in your house.
Everybody lock their doors. Yeah, it's fucked. That's fucked. Anyways, TV shows. Been watching any TV shows?
The only TV show I've been watching is Seinfeld.
Oh man, she has man hands.
He's a soft talker.
He's kind of like a soft talker.
No, I've been watching a couple things, but, you know, it's mostly just reruns.
Yeah, I've been going through Arrested Development again. Such a well-made show, honestly.
It's only about a banana man or a banana house.
the banana stand. Like, that is such a good freaking cast.
What are you, some kind of Will Arnett lover?
I love Will Arnett.
Good, so do I. I just wanted to be the first one to say
it. Okay, yeah, he's fantastic in almost everything he does.
BoJack Horseman.
Hey.
Wall Shawn buying expensive Rothkos.
Rothkos. Yeah. And he was like, I had no idea what they were talking about.
Talking to him about that episode gave me context and made me laugh that he just did it just because he was asked. And he just came in, read the lines, and got
it. Still giving Bob great memories.
I was like, I always wanted because I explained the concept of the episode to him. And he's like, oh, that. I was like, so you just said the line. Like, there was no context given. They just asked you to say the line. And he's like, yeah. I was like, that's insane.
And they just paid him like $100,000. There you go.
I don't know. Like, I figured if you're giving someone like direction, you give them some context. But no, they just asked.
Here you go, Wallace. Sean, read the
lines. They just told him to read the lines. It's like, if you were reading those lines in your dialogue, you would have, like,
there's no idea.
There's no context.
Or, honestly, it's Wallace Shawn. Did they give him context? And he was like, I don't really care. I'm Wallace Shawn.
I'm inclined to believe that they didn't give him context.
That's true. I get it. I watched this show From. I was telling you that.
Yeah, you said something about From, but then that guy cut us off and we did emergency driving and I was screaming. And next thing you know, there's iced tea all over my face. And I was like, ah!
Evasive maneuvers. I blessed the iced tea before it landed on Bob, so it burned him real bad.
I'm working on getting that out, that demon that inside demon? Of me.
So what was that demon's name again?
I think it was Balthazar.
You liar. You lying demon. But yeah, no, it's quite well done. It has the African-American guy from the Saw franchise. He was on it for a bit.
See, I never saw Saw. I only seen it once.
Have you seen Saw?
I saw Saw once.
Oh, okay. But you've never seen Saw.
I haven't seen Saw with the seesaw and the seesaw. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. I see.
I was never a fan of Saw. I saw parts of the first one, and it just pissed me off.
But you saw parts of Saw?
I saw parts of Saw, yes.
Oh, okay. Sorry. That.
You see, I would much rather just play around with my Saws all than see Saw with the seesaw, you know?
Than watch Saw on the DVD.
What's the one with John Leguizamo? Is that like Circles or he? What? I thought he had a spinoff.
Did he?
Didn't he have a spinoff with, was it Kevin Hart?
What, in the Saw movies?
I thought they had a spinoff that was something different.
With Saw?
I believe so.
Did you see, have you seen this?
No, but I saw the trailer.
Okay, I'm just really enjoying this. The fact that we've said seen and saw so many fucking times is like really quite outstanding. John Leguizamo.
I thought he was in it. Maybe I was having a dream.
Saw John
Leguizamo. It might be like Spiral or something. I don't know. They got.
Oh, no, no. That was Chris Rock.
It was Chris Rock?
Yeah, it was Chris Rock. Yes, huh. I want to say it was Spiral or something. Yeah, you're right.
Was John Leguizamo in it or no?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Luigi from Super Mario Brothers?
Someone was in that movie.
I have not seen it.
Neither have I, but...
I heard it was... Never mind. This is, it just goes too far. I just keep wanting to go with the sea and the saw. But anyways... Yeah, no, that show is like kind of bad shit crazy. It's about these people that get trapped in this town and like.
Wait, is that the one where like it's the replacements or something and then you can't go in at night and if they get inside the house, they'll kill everybody?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw a trailer for it, but I don't know.
Pretty freaking good. And I think I've watched 7 episodes now. Not bad. There's kind of been a lull in, like, my watching of shows lately.
Too busy doing family stuff?
No, not even. Just there hasn't. I watched Yellow Jackets. It's interesting.
Is that about bees?
Not quite. Lesbians.
Oh, yes.
That's, no.
It's very close.
No, it's about, like, this school trip that gets... They crash a plane in the forest. Kind of like Alive, but not. But they do eat people. Yeah. Yeah, and then they escape or something. But yeah, it's that was interesting. But yeah, so I was like, me and my wife were looking for something to watch because, I don't know, you kind of want to have like a show together that you can watch. Because she
I don't have these problems. I have a whole problems. Different set of problems.
I just hate like...
Collect all problems, collect all 9.
We got in red, blue, green, yellow, wacky inflatable flailing arm man. So yeah, no, I just needed a show to watch together. So this is a new show we're watching together that I'm kind of like binging through, but she's not because she falls asleep before me. So I'm on episode 7. I think she's on episode 2.
When you're watching shows together and you're 5 episodes apart.
Yeah, I have a tendency of skipping ahead. Yeah, so... Yeah, there was that. That's pretty much what I've been watching. Waiting for The Boys to come out. Waiting for Invincible to come out.
You and your Invincible.
Waiting for Vox Machina. New season of that coming out, I think.
Vox Machina?
Yeah. What?
Nothing.
You don't like Critical Role? You don't like Matthew Mercer?
Well...
We saw Matthew Mercer in person.
Yeah, I know. I fell asleep. It was awful.
You're full of shit, Bob.
I was sleeping with my eyes open. That's why I was drooling so much.
Man, I just thought you were really, like, he's mouth-wateringly delicious, I thought.
Well, that's one way to take it. But yeah. It's the wrong way, but it's one way.
Hey, we got to take him when we can get him. But yeah, what's your qualms with Matthew Mercer?
I don't like alliteration. I think the people who have a litter of names are awful. Also, my name is Bob.
Yeah, what the fuck? You can't go, yeah.
It's a joke. It's a joke, Scott.
It's a pun.
If you would stand up, it wouldn't go over your head.
Yeah. But yeah.
Oh my God, I just doxed myself.
You've been... What?
Doxed, you know. internet attacks. I gave out my real name.
Oh, yes. Bob.
Just put a beep when I say my name. Just go beep.
Bob's going to be swatted tomorrow.
Probably. I wouldn't put it past anybody.
That's true. But yeah, no, I don't know.
My real name is also a fake name, and my fake name is a real name.
And his real name is actually a double fake name.
Speaking of Bob's, we saw Bob just today, and he confirmed that, unfortunately, your horrible nightmares about work never end.
Never end, yeah. We saw a guy we both used to work with at the grocery store, and he was like, yeah, he's been retired, what, 4 years, 5 years now?
It's probably seven.
That long?
Time flies when you're miserable, Scott. Man.
But he was saying, yeah, he still has dreams. About
a very specific incident that can happen to people who did his job.
Yeah. I was like, that's fucking crazy. And it's been this long.
And in all fairness, I'm just going to throw it out there. We got to be vague because to protect the identities of people involved. I have had his nightmare happen to me and it wasn't that bad. Because you're in the nightmare, you're doing something to somebody else. I was the somebody else and it wasn't that bad. Some people who listen to this, they could probably figure out the context. They might laugh at that, but like my radio array kind of got knocked off. But other than that, it wasn't that bad.
No, but for people that don't understand this, they're gonna have one hell of a laugh from that. So yeah, no, that was kind of upsetting to hear that you still have those dreams afterwards.
It never ends.
Nope.
The ride never
ends. But yeah. You were saying you've been playing a few video games?
Yeah, I've been playing 76 and 2077.
Yeah? Still enjoying them?
I like sometimes I play 76, then I play 77. I like my games to be numerical.
Next, it'll be 78?
Yep.
Right? I'm
waiting for that. Wait until Destiny comes out with a numbered expansion, then I'll play again.
Yeah.
Destiny 2078. Sold.
They're like, in this one, you get one piece of extra armor from the first season that you've ever played. But you have to power level it up, and then you got to spend $782, and then it only just sits in your inventory.
Yeah, it's
fuck Destiny.
When you cannot do anything essentially without a group because of DPS concerns, I'm kind of out.
Yeah.
So that's the thing is buggy is Fallout 76 is any group activity, usually there's people you can just join in.
Yeah.
And even I'm not a maxer. I don't max out things. I don't have any crazy build. I have a general be able to do everything build. I'm able to go into the high-end areas and not instantly die. My DPS isn't as good as some people. Like, some people, I've seen it these builds these days on watching and in personal. A guy can take out the giant Wendigo or the Scorch Beast Queen in less than 30 seconds.
Right? That's awesome. And you can't go wrong with that.
Yeah, that's a very specialized, very time-consuming build.
Yeah. But you've hit it and you can play it good, right? You know what I mean?
I couldn't take out a Scorch Beast Queen on my own. It's just not going to happen. But a regular Scorch Beast, even the legendary one, no problem.
He's done.
Now, Scott, can you take out a Scorch Beast?
Bob, I could take him out to an Arby's, maybe.
And force him to eat Arby's, and that would finish him off.
That would finish him off. He would be like...
Are you telling me that like you're more of a filthy casual than I am when it comes to Fallout?
I am the biggest filthy... But this is not new. We have established that Scott's the biggest filthy casual anyway.
As soon as I hit the level 300 in that, so I can unlock that last perk, I want you to play on my account just to see the difference. Because I don't play it like all the time, but when I hit 300, I'm able to unlock all the card slots and max it out. So like, and like I say, I'm not specialized. I just want you to see the difference.
When the ghouls kill you because you're that underleveled. Yeah, that happened. But I can live with that. I don't know. I'm excited for Starfield. That's the new Bethesda game coming out right quick. I know that you think it's going to be a shit. But I also liked 2077.
And get out of here!
I really liked 2077, and it had shit reviews too.
I understand why, but they've made great strides since 2077.
Yeah. So,
that's... And I still haven't, I haven't loaded up, I haven't played the remake of Resident Evil 4 yet, even though I really wanted to, but it's just, I got my new Xbox, I set it up, I got it downloaded, and then I was like, ooh, look at these really old games, like, I want to play Fallout New Vegas, I want to play Fallout 3.
I'm playing all the Fallouts.
Actually, I've been playing 1 and 2, and it is just delightful. Difficult, because like you're so used to the IO, I have real trouble with the... So basically, for the point and click actions, you have three different cursors, and you have to rotate through them to get to the proper actions. It's very slow.
You're playing on
a PC? Yeah.
You fucking PC scrub.
Yeah, well, how else are you supposed to play Fallout 1 and 2?
I'm trying to bug you.
It is a slog.
Yeah, I could only imagine. But well done.
It's the game. I think 2 is going to be better, but I'm trying to play through 1 before I get to 2. 2 is much better reviewed and has some better features, apparently. Hmm. 1 is just, it's awful.
You're such a purist. I like that about you, Bob. Is that you like a game and you're like, I'm going to play all of them. I'm going to check out Baldur's Gate. I've never played anywhere. Like I said, big
bear sex.
Yeah.
Bear sex.
I am going to do bear sex in Baldur's Gate.
Yeah. You know, I'm just going to...
I'm going to record that?
I'm going to say something controversial to all the people out there who aren't used to us seeing controversial things yet. So I'll give you a little trigger warning there. So, like, there's memes about let's make the most inclusive game possible. And they're like, they make Baldur's Gate. And then a guy walks in the room and says they still hate it.
That's,
I like that. It's just the drawing, the way that like, it's like they go with this big plan. We're going to make everything the most representation, most friendly, most user accessible. The game gets released. The guy walks back in the room and says just they hate it. They still hate it.
Nope.
No matter what you do, people will hate what you do, and that's the joke. It's not a dig on anyone's sexuality, feelings, or orientation, or how they perceive themselves. It's a joke that no matter what you do, people are going to hate your game.
Some people are going to hate it because they just like hating things.
Yes.
Like, man, I remember hating, like, just like overwatched movies. Does that make sense? Like
I guess, but I don't really have that problem. I don't hate people because of the movies they watch. Now, anybody went to see Barbie?
Yeah. But there's those people that are just like so crazy about like one movie, like Shawshank. So many people are like, oh, you gotta watch Shawshank. Have you seen Shawshank? How have you not watched Shawshank? Or The Godfather? Like, you know those movies? I used to actively boycott those movies. And like, be like, no.
That seems more like a you problem.
It is, but so I've been on that side of the thing though, where you're like, no, I don't like it because I don't want to.
That's fair.
See, so it happens. I get it.
I do have another meme. I know I'm just talking about memes on this. Okay. I'm not willing to show it. So I said, to see the Barbie movie, you have to go with your girlfriend. To see the Oppenheimer movie, you have to have a knowledge of theoretical physics and all these other things. Da, 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 da. And they said, so going to the Barbie movie is much more difficult.
I like that. That's pretty fucking funny, actually. Oh, man. You know what I found really funny? So I like Michael Cera.
Always you like Michael Cera?
I do. He's just that lovable, weird dude. Maybe he reminds me of myself. Lovable, weird dude. But anyways, I love the fact that, like, I watched I watched the interview. It was him talking about the Barbie movie, and he's like Arnie or something. It, back in the 60s, it was such like a weird reference that like they tried to get Ken a friend, and that's who Michael Cera plays, is Ken's friend Arnie. But he's like super awkward. And he was like, yeah, it was really weird. He was like, it was like one of those dolls that just wasn't needed. And they tried to run with it for a few years, and then they're like, no, axe that.
He got moved over to the G.I. Joe line.
What's that?
He got moved over to the G.I.
Yeah,
Joe
line. Yeah, he got moved over to the G.I. Joe line, yeah. But yeah, I thought that was quite funny. It caught me off guard. Funny movie 10 minutes. Wow. But yeah,
Yeah, so I guess that's the main end of it, is that everything's awful and things are taking a long time to come out. I'm waiting to see the new Godzilla movie coming out in November.
Oh my god, doesn't that look sweet?
Well, it's going to be contemporary, so I don't know how to take it. It's going to be set pre-World War II's finish, I believe. Or is it post-World War I? It's somewhere between those two, supposedly. Or is it right after?
It looks cool.
Different things are saying different times.
It looks cool. I have watched that trailer probably 4 or 5 times.
Then they got the Godzilla Apple show coming out sometime soon. What? Why? You didn't know about that? Yes.
I'd be interested in that.
We'll see how it goes.
It can't be any worse than the... what's the Netflix one?
What do you got against Urobuchi? Hey. What do you got against Urobuchi? Hey. I went to go see those movies in theater when they came out. I went to their
and
release.
And your review was they sucked.
I liked the first two.
You said the first one was okay. The second one was less okay. And the third one was garbage.
I like to point out, I said the second one wasn't the best Mechagodzilla film of the year.
Which went to...
Ready Player One.
Ready Player One, which is really funny. Songbird of our generation.
I did, like I said, I didn't mind the second one. The third one was all like, but I liked the music for the first two.
See? He liked only the music, folks. Just the music.
I liked...
What are you saying? You're some kind of filthy casual when it comes to the movie?
No,
I think that's the opposite of what you're saying, actually. But yeah, no, I
would like to... have a Mechagodzilla movie. I would like to have Mechagodzilla in a movie about Godzilla versus Mechagodzilla. I know that's a big ask to have a Mechagodzilla in your Mechagodzilla movie.
Whoa, Bob. Are you some sort of TV producer?
Well, technically, yes, but... We're listed... I don't think we're listed on IMBD. We only have so many things we've produced online.
That is true.
So technically, yes. But our company I work for never asked me to produce anything. They know we have this company.
Right? They should know. Yeah.
But yeah, and then they got the other Godzilla movie where they're going to fight a big orangutan and be detectives, apparently.
Is that Godzilla versus... Godzilla. Detective Pikachu?
Godzilla X Kong. This time they're partners. They're like detectives.
And Ryan Reynolds is playing Detective Pikachu.
You gotta wait to see the sequel that ever comes out.
Pika Pika, bitches.
The fact that movie was made, and I liked that it was made, is like beyond absurd that is a very... I thought that movie was going to be god-awful. Then you watch it and you're like, that's a pretty good movie.
Okay, we can go back in episodes where I'm like, Ryan Reynolds... Pikachu. That's all I needed to hear. I was like, I was in. And you were like, this is going to be terrible.
I was anticipating that they would not do a good job, and I was delightfully proven wrong.
We were both, like, I was all in, and I was even more impressed. I was like, oh my god, Ryan Reynolds is Detective Pikachu.
I quite enjoyed their deeper they hinted at more lore in the games. Like, this is a region we're battling. And catching Pokemon is kind of outlawed.
But they were eating Pokemon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, now Scott's going to get in his real deep dive. He's going to put that tinfoil hat on. They were eating Magikarp.
Nope. That was all I had to say, Bob. For the BNS Awesome Podcast.
I'm Bob, and thank you for listening. As soon as these fires and nightmares go out, hopefully we'll get back to a more regular production schedule.
Maybe we can come back. Oh, this was Scott, too. But we could, do another movie one. I heard really good things about Runaway Train. That podcast was, fire, I thought. It was, runaway train.
So you're saying we should do more feature episodes of old movies versus new movies with themes?
I think that'd be fun.
Well, this ostensibly is a review show.
This is, yeah.
We just never watch it because everything coming up these days is awful!
Okay, what's something old and new?
We can figure that out.
Shawshank Redemption.
Is that the old one? Or the new one? Because I look at when movies came out now, and it's like, oh, that just came out.
There's Shawshank
Redemption. That came out pretty quick. That wasn't an old movie, and then you realize it was over 20 years ago.
There's Shawshank Redemption, and then there's another movie just called Redemption. I believe it's a boxing movie. And it's like, oh, the Stella's got him. Oh, he fought in a fight.
Got it. I'm picking the movie.
Okay. Have a great day.